there's a default mode, you know, like in our society, like that hierarchical structure. And, you know, so many dynamics are inherent in that. You know, there are folks who are comfortable with power and are used to wielding it. There are others who are unaccustomed to having power and having it be respected, you know. And this journey for us, I feel, has it's overwhelming. It's so hard for me to articulate even when, like what it's been like, because I know, like as Micah said, it's been transformational, you know, for all of us. I think it's required a lot of vulnerability. It's like having the scales removed from your eyes, you know, just all these things you assume and accept, and realizing it doesn't have to be that way. And in fact, it probably shouldn't be that way, you know. And to discover that in the company of other people, and as I said, to feel your own vulnerability and to feel your own vulnerability in public, you know, in front of your colleagues to boot, you know, it's been pretty mind-blowing and has felt so right. You know, there have been times we've done stuff and had conversations and gotten support around having certain conversations because we needed support to dismantle some of those dynamics. You know, it's been hard and not a cakewalk necessarily, and there have been benefits for sure, and we wouldn't do it any other way, but that is work, and that is a form of good work, you know, just really addressing these kinds of dynamics that are cultural and historical and contribute to so much that is not just in our world, you know. So I'm grateful to be a part of a team that's chosen to do this. And the thing is, like, having done it, I don't know how I could ever go back. You know, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know how I could ever. In fact, I've like participated in different, you know, initiatives and stuff in my own community, and immediately just seeing, oh, that's the hierarchical kind of dominating model way of doing stuff. And I'm so unaccustomed to doing things or being in the company of folks who do it that way that, yeah, it's the difference is so stark. And I just hope I can be a part of helping others realize, you know, there's a different way that's possible. And it might seem scary, but in the end, you're really going to access more of your own wholeness.
I love that. And you're also making me super excited about the workshop that you're going to be conducting at the Sustainable Futures Conference. So can y'all say just a little bit about the workshop that you're planning, Just Transition in New York State?
Yeah, you know, it's worth noting that Terry mentioned at the top of the interview. I think you asked like, how do we do? You know, what are the things that we do? And we do have a lot of offerings, and we have one in particular where we go deeper called a Just Transition Primer, and it's really meant to do that, right? To kind of bring forth this idea, this concept, this framework. And so this workshop will do some of that too, right? We want to get into some of what this framework is. And it's worth noting that for us, probably the primary method that we really bring that forward is through what are our personal stories, each of us, not just us as facilitators, but those of us who are in the room. Like, we all have personal stories of extraction, right? Times when we have felt extracted from, where we can look out at our community and be like, that was an extractive thing that happened. It took it, and it just kept taking. But we also all have examples in our lives of regeneration, right? We do all have. They might be hard to see. We might have to take a moment to like really like think about it. But we all have times in our personal lives, in our communities, in our families, where we've seen people just step up and care and give, and from that caring, giving, something else, newer and beautiful has emerged. And so, really, we try to talk about just transition as a concept and framework, but also really ground it in the personal experiences of the participants in the workshop.
This conference is coming up. What are y'all hoping to see come out of this?
I guess I would say my hope is that between all the awesome speakers and facilitators that are part of it, and all of the awesome participants who are showing up, who, and we're all like at different points on our journey, right, in terms of thinking about sustainability and thinking about sustainable futures. You know, that may even be a phrase that is like new for folks to consider, like, well, what does that really mean? You know, my hope is that everyone who participates in this conference will emerge with a greater sense of possibility. My hope is that folks will emerge with their imaginations kind of lit up a bit and maybe reawakened. I hope that folks will be encouraged as we learn about how much awesome stuff is happening here. You know, it's, you know, like the bad news dominate headlines, you know, but there is so much good stuff that is happening and in the works. And my hope is that as folks learn more about it and also learn about the challenges, but you know, as folks learn that there are a lot of good workers, you know, there are a lot of people who are have their sleeves rolled up and who have dirt beneath their nails and are in it and doing it, that folks will feel encouraged, uplifted, and inspired to find the opening for their own good work to expand and opportunities for them to, they'll discover opportunities in terms of work they might want to become engaged with or weave into their own work. And more than anything, and this is something we're big about at GWI, and I think is one of our strengths, that only that new relationships will form, you know, meaningful relationships, you know, even if it's just introductions by like, oh, you know, I was in this breakout or I was, you know, in this other session and heard that person speak about such and such. Just the willingness and the desire to connect with that person, having that lit up and then having folks follow through with that and start weaving and building relationships. That's what I really hope will happen because again, I think and at GWI, we feel like the solutions that are needed to build the sustainable futures come through our collective action, not by us working in silos. And so I really hope that relationships are born and strengthened through this conference.
What would you say is the Hudson Valley's greatest asset in terms of sustainable planning?
Yeah, I think the answer to that was actually buried in what Terry just said, that it actually the greatest asset really is relationships. That it's cultivating those relationships, it's getting to know each other, and really speaking to the conference and also to what we do at GWI, at least for myself, every time I hear about this other initiative, these other people over here doing this work, right, it begins to be like, oh, all right. Like, you know, and the sense of what's possible begins to emerge. And then what's also been true for me is that the more that those ideas begin to connect, the more that I see those people, oh, those people are now are talking to each other, and over here, this new thing is emerging. Like all of those new relationships that get formed, suddenly that sense of possibility becomes even stronger. Begins to, I begin to get the vision that Terry was describing earlier, right? Like suddenly it starts to become just a little bit clearer because the reality is that it's us as humans and relationships and all that. Like, we made it, the extractive systems that we currently live in, we created this. The good news is that, well, if we created this, we can create different, right? We're not bound to this, but it's easy to think that we are. But when I'm in relationship with other people and I am feeling what's passionate to them, and I'm seeing the work that they're doing, and like I'm seeing the effort that they're making, and I'm seeing what's happening in their community. And I think when they see what's happening in mine, then it starts to be like, oh, wait, we can do something different. So, you know, when I think about like really what's our greatest asset for that, for achieving this, for having stability, all these things, it's these relationships. So how exciting is it that like now we get to come together at a conference for a few days and you know, Terry and I took part yesterday where we were able to meet some of the other people who are leading breakout sessions. And wow, you know, like that alone was like, yeah, okay. And, you know, especially because we're a little further downstate, right? You know, I'm here in Kingston and Terry's in Rhinebeck. So to even just have that expand and be like, oh, this is what's happening up in Albany or Troy or, you know, and that's exciting.